Chapter 5. An Evening at a Nightclub. On Saturday morning, my parents, aunt and uncle, took me to the subway station on their way to Niagara Falls. Stevie had left for the Scouts camping trip the day before. Kevin was still sleeping after a late Friday night, and nobody woke him. Melissa was waiting for me at the station. "Let's take your bag to the apartment," she said. "Later, we can go for a walk and maybe get something to eat." When we arrived at the apartment, Melissa showed me her room. It was very modern. I admired her expensive computer and her stereo system. "They're presents from my dad," Melissa said. "He lives in the U.S., and I don't see him a lot, so he sends me presents instead." "Where's your mom?" I asked. "She's still sleeping. She works hard all week and she usually sleeps late at weekends." We spent some time talking and listening to music in Melissa's room. Then in the afternoon, we explored the suburb of Downsview and ended the day at a cafe for dinner. While we were waiting for the food, I asked Melissa if she would come to my aunt's house the following week. "My parents would love to meet you," I told her.
"That'll be nice," said Melissa. "I'll come after work on Tuesday afternoon."
By the time we left the cafe, it was almost dark, and we walked back to the apartment. Melissa's mother was sitting at the kitchen table drinking coffee when we came in.
"Hi, Mom," said Melissa. "This is my friend Janet from the sports center."
"Hello, Janet. It's lovely to meet you," said Melissa's mother.
"It's nice to meet you, too," I told her.
"Sorry to leave you so soon, Mom," said Melissa, "but we're going out tonight, and we must get ready."
"Where are you going?" asked Melissa's mother.
"To Mandy's birthday party," answered Melissa. "Cheryl's driving us to Mandy's house."
"That's nice," said Melissa's mother. "Well, have fun, and give Mandy my love."
We went to Melissa's room. "What time is Cheryl arriving?" I asked. Melissa laughed quietly. "She's coming in an hour, but we're not really going to Mandy's house. There's no birthday party. We're going to a nightclub. I just said that to satisfy Mom."
"Why didn't you tell her the truth?" I asked.
"She doesn't want me to go to nightclubs," answered Melissa. "By the way, have you got an identity card?"
"I think I've got my student card from last year," I answered.
"Why?"
Melissa shook her head.
"Not that kind of card," she said.
"That card says you're 16 years old. You can't get into a nightclub unless you're 19.
Suddenly, I realized what she meant. Melissa was talking about a fake identity card. I tried not to look surprised.
"We've all got fake identity cards. You ought to get one too," she said.
"I don't drink alcohol, so you needn't worry about that," I answered.
"Come and sit here at my dressing table," said Melissa. "I'll try to make you look older. Maybe you won't be asked for identification, and if you are, we'll invent a story." I sat down and Melissa took some makeup from a drawer. Before I knew what was happening, she had covered my face with makeup, and it was too late to protest. I looked terrible. Just like a painted doll. A couple of hours later, we were standing outside the entrance to the nightclub.
"Could I see your identity cards, please, girls?" asked the guard.
The girls showed their cards for the guard to see.
"And what about you?" the guard asked me.
"I'm sorry," I answered hesitantly. "I left mine at home."
"Well, I'm sorry too," said the guard, "because you can't enter this nightclub without an identity card."
"Listen," said Melissa, "she's my cousin from Calgary, and we want her to experience the nightlife in Toronto. Please, can she come in?"
"I don't drink alcohol," I said. "I don't even like it." I must have sounded sincere, because the guard called one of the waiters.
"Jake," he said, "show these girls to a table, but bring this one a soft drink. She hasn't got a card." He pointed at me, "and keep an eye on them." The waiter looked at me and nodded.
"Okay, Dan,"
he said.
At the table, the waiter took our orders.
Bring us some beers, please, said Melissa.
And I'll have a cola, I told him. The music in the club was very loud, and Melissa had to shout.
Janet has just moved to Toronto from Calgary, she said. She's staying with her cousin's family.
Guess who her cousin is?
Kevin Hume.
Melissa's friend suddenly became very interested in me.
Oh, really? Said Cheryl. Did you hear that, Marcy? Janet is Kevin's cousin.
How do you girls know Kevin? I asked.
Nobody answered me.
Maybe they didn't hear me, I thought. But I was almost certain that they had.
Janet, called Marcy, smiling secretively from the other side of the table.
Give Kevin a big kiss from me.
After about an hour, the girls were still drinking beer. Cheryl, our driver, looked quite drunk, and I was worried.
Melissa, I said. She didn't hear me.
A boy had approached the table, and she was laughing at something he'd said.
Melissa, I touched her arm. She turned to me patiently.
What is it, Janet? She asked.
Do you think Cheryl should drive tonight? I asked. She's drunk a lot of beer.
Don't worry, she's a careful driver, said Melissa, and she turned back to the boy.
I looked around the table. Who could drive us home? I was the only one who hadn't drunk any alcohol, but I didn't have a driving license. I made a decision and stood up.
Where are you going? Asked Melissa.
To the bathroom, I lied. I went to the public telephone near the bathroom and called Kevin. When he answered, I heard loud music in the background.
What's wrong, Janet? Asked Kevin.
I want to come home, I said, but the subway isn't open now, and I haven't got enough money for a taxi. Would you pay the driver when I arrive?
I'll reimburse you.
There was a pause.
Kevin? I asked.
Why do you want to come home? Asked Kevin. I thought you were staying at your friend's house.
I'm worried, I said. I'm at a nightclub with some girls, and they're all getting drunk. I don't want to drive home with them.
So call a taxi and go back to your friend's place with her, said Kevin.
I thought about that, I answered, but I don't think Melissa will agree. She'll want to go with her friends.
I finally convinced Kevin to pay for the taxi, and I told Melissa and her friends that I felt ill.
I'm sorry, Melissa, but I'm going home, I said. I'll take a taxi.
What about your bag? Melissa asked. You left it in my apartment.
Please bring it to the sports center on Monday, I answered.
Half an hour later, the taxi stopped outside the house, and Kevin came to pay the driver. I could hear loud rock music coming from inside the house.
What's going on, Kevin? I asked. Why is the music so loud?
I invited a few friends, said Kevin.
A few friends? I asked incredulously. That doesn't sound like a few friends.
We opened the front door, and there was a strange smoky smell.
Kevin's friends looked like a wild group, and I really didn't want to join them.
Do you want a drink, Janet? Asked Kevin.
No, thanks, I answered. I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
I went upstairs, changed into my pajamas, and went to the bathroom to wash my face. I was shocked when I looked in the mirror. There were dark lines under my eyes, and my cheeks were very red and shiny. I carefully took off all the makeup and got into bed. The music was very loud, but finally I fell asleep. The next morning, I woke up late and heard Kevin downstairs. Halfway down the stairs, I saw him working very quickly, picking up cans and bottles and cleaning the tables.
Good morning, I said.
I walked up to him and kissed him on the cheek. He looked surprised.
That was from Marcy, I explained. She was with us at the nightclub.
Marcy, has she got short blonde hair and brown eyes? Kevin asked.
Yes, I answered. How do you know her? She doesn't live in this area.
Kevin ignored the question and smiled. If you see her again, he said, give her a kiss from me, too. I was disappointed that I didn't get an answer to my question.
Kevin continued cleaning. "Can you help me move this table?" he asked.
"Of course," I answered, taking one end of the long table and moving it in front of the sofa. "There's still a smell of cigarettes in here," he said. "I'd better think of something to hide it." "You won't say anything to my parents about the party, will you?" Kevin asked me.
"Not if you don't mention my evening at the nightclub," I answered with a smile.
"I promise not to say a word," said Kevin. "Me too," I told him. I liked my cousin, but I was still a little shy of him. By the time our parents arrived home, the house was tidy and Kevin was cooking bacon and eggs on the cooker.
"Hi, everybody," he said as they entered the kitchen.
"I thought I'd surprise you. You must be hungry after that long drive."
"You guessed right," said Aunt Sue. "We're starving."